The first case is 02-1446, Allen County Bar Association versus Craig Lennon. Mr. Johnson. No, you may not. No, you can sit at table, but you may not argue.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and sit at the table.
You may if you wish.
Okay.
Mr. Johnson. With your microphone. Is it on?
Your Honors, can you hear now?
Okay, thank you.
Start over. Your Honors, I am Jerry Johnson. I'm here on behalf of the Allen County Bar Association, the realtor in this matter, against Mr. Lennon. This matter is before the Supreme Court the second time in oral arguments. Originally, it had been heard a recommendation by the board for an indefinite suspension. The court requested a psychological evaluation to be conducted on Mr. Lennon, which was conducted and submitted back to the board. A second hearing was then held. The board recommended a two-year suspension with 1 year stayed, with 1 year already served. The court had suspended Mr. Lennon's license in March of 2003. It is Bar Association's position that the original recommendation of indefinite suspension is more appropriate. If the court would look at the evaluation by the psychologist, there is no showing of a nexus between any adjustment disorder and the conduct by the attorney. The court previously has held that in order for a mental condition to mitigate in the suspension, there must be a correlating connection between the conduct of the attorney and the violations. The report does not show any connection. The report indicates that there is not a mental disorder as defined by the Ohio Revised Code. It strictly indicates that there was as the psychologist says, an adjustment disorder, which was a slight depression, which does not appear to exist at this point in time, and that he would be able to continue his practice. But nowhere does it ever say that it affected his practice of the law. The court needs to be aware that this has been a continuing problem with the Bar Association and Mr. Lennon's inability to communicate and deal with his clients. The major problem that occurred was during the investigation, the failure to cooperate and deal with the Bar Association and the complaints that were had. The court also needs to be aware that there were other violations that had been part of the complaint but were not presented because the actual complainants could not be or were unavailable at that time of hearing. So there were numerous problems that existed over these time periods, over these years, that were addressed and attempted to be helped. Mentors were assigned to Mr. Lennon, trying to help him, having come along, to no avail, until finally it came to the point where a complaint had to be filed. But the main contention that the Bar Association states is that the report does not connect the adjustment disorder with the conduct. It was completely separate and apart, and that the conduct that took place was strictly of Mr. Lennon's own free will. We're concerned that if the court would follow the Board of Commissioners' recommendation that this is not sufficient, we would request that the indefinite requiring Mr. Lennon to show what kind of steps have taken to improve and change the situation. There has been no indication of a continuing psychological consultations, improvements through treatment with a psychologist, nothing other than that one appointment. Based upon all of these factors, it's the Bar Association's request that the indefinite be imposed. And unless the court has any further questions, that's basically the Bar Association's position.
Is the Allen County Bar Association able to monitor his conduct when he's out of the practice, he's not practicing?
We have had that procedure set up in the past. We would request that not to be involved in this one for various reasons, the difficulties that we probably would anticipate having. Mr. Lennon's practice would be in another county. He resides in Hardin County, and Allen County is an adjacent county, and it would create a burden on the Bar Association. Further, we have, in fact, the Bar Association versus Williams, the court laid out some guidelines on the monitoring, which was one of our cases, and it really creates a problem for our association for monitoring. So that really is not a viable alternative for our association.
And I assume that would be your answer if he was in practice also.
That's correct.
The report, however, does seem to make a link. The report does seem to make a link in page 3 of the report. It indicates that the panel, when they considered it, they believed that the report of Dr. Beach found that the stressors did cause some of the behaviors that we saw. So you're simply disagreeing with that conclusion.
That is correct. We don't disagree that there are stressors, and every attorney has stressors in their practice. But we disagree that that was the cause of the violations and the conduct of the attorney at that time.
Even though the doctor's report makes that link.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Your Honor.
The case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.